Greetings and good morning. Thanks for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Friday, March 8th. The Denver Post and the Associated Press report that Governor John Hickenlooper is siding with local opposition over proposed oil and gas drilling around the Thompson Divide near Carbondale, saying it's a beautiful landscape that should not be developed. Hickenlooper, a former oil and gas geologist, surprised people attending a meeting in Snowmass Village on Wednesday when he criticized the Federal Bureau of Land Management for leasing the land for drilling. There has been a growing movement by the local community to stop oil and natural gas development in the Thompson Divide, which includes 221,500 acres of federal land running from the Sunlight Ski Area to McClure Pass, crossing Pitkin, Gunnison, Garfield, Mesa, and Delta counties. Earlier this month, two oil and gas companies, SG Interests and Ursa Pionce LLC, filed separate requests with the BLM for more time to develop their natural gas wells in the area. Both companies own leases that are due to expire this spring. The companies currently have a legal right to the leases because they were issued by the BLM. The BLM did not respond to the criticism. Hickenlooper said the Thompson Divide Coalition, a nonprofit group of drilling opponents, has the right idea in trying to purchase the leases. In February, SG Interests and other leaseholders declined an offer from the coalition to buy back existing leases in the area for $2.5 million. Recently, Hickenlooper threatened to sue any municipality that bans oil and gas development in city limits, saying state regulations trump local control. Fort Collins became the most recent municipality to ban all fracking within city limits in a vote by its city council earlier this week. Representative Millie Hamner will hold a town hall meeting Saturday, March 9th, that's tomorrow, from 10 to 11 a.m., at the Paonia Town Hall, 214 Grand Avenue. Hamner will focus on education issues and the current legislative session, asking constituents to share ideas, questions, and comments. And on Tuesday, March 12th, Delta County Commissioners will hold a constituent forum in room 234 of the Delta County Courthouse. Anyone with questions or concerns about county operations may stop in to visit with the commissioners between 6 and 8 p.m. Colorado Highway 50 from Montrose to Gunnison was closed last night from 7:30 p.m. until 10:25 p.m. while authorities investigated what was thought to be an explosive device on the road. The Denver Post reports that about 4 to 5 miles of the highway east of the Blue Mesa Reservoir were closed. The unknown object was discovered by a Colorado Department of Transportation worker around 5 p.m. Thursday evening, near the Dillon Pinnacles Overlook area. The object was inspected by a Colorado State Patrol trooper, who believed it could be a device that could compromise the public safety. When members of the Grand Junction Bomb Squad arrived shortly thereafter and inspected the object, they determined it was not a bomb, nor was it hazardous. The object was taken for further testing and evaluation. The Delta Montrose Electrical Association provides electricity to 33,000 households and businesses in Delta and Montrose County. DMEA is a co-op, one of more than 1,000 created during the 1930s through the Rural Electrification Administration. Before that, rural areas were dark because investor-owned utilities couldn't make a profit by wiring sparsely populated areas of the country. There are still about 900 electric co-ops in America. Recently, DMEA has been in the news as the association's nonprofit board, elected to represent 9 districts, has split over various issues. KVNF's Marty Derlin talked to Ed Marston, who has been on and off DMEA's board since 1983.
Over the past 30 years, former High Country News publisher Ed Marston has served 18 years on the DMEA Board of Directors, including one stint as chair. Amazingly, he's still passionate about electricity and about the possibilities afforded by DMEA.
So DMEA, I think, has the potential to introduce fast broadband to this area because no one else is going to do it. We've wired all our substations with fiber optics cable so that we can communicate, turn the substations on and off, and so on. It wouldn't be a huge deal for us to extend that and wire everyone for fast broadband. Our library in Paonia, for example, or Cedar Edge, pays $2,000 a month for service that should cost $100, $200 if there was decent service here. So that's one reason. A second reason is our coal mines are venting enormous amounts of methane into the atmosphere because the methane is generated as part of the mining process. If we could, DMEA could use that methane and generate roughly half of its electricity here at home, helping the mines and helping the climate and helping ourselves by bringing tax dollars and jobs home. So how can one not be passionate about an entity that has that much potential to do even more good?
Marston says the central issue for DMEA is always the relationship with Tri-State, which supplies the co-op's electricity. The contract with Tri-State runs through 2040, mandating that 95% of DMEA's power will come from Tri-State and 5% will be self-generated. The 5% figure will be met when the South Canal Hydroelectric Project east of Montrose begins operation, says Marston. But he and some other board members want to increase the percentage.
We could be generating much more electricity in an economic way locally, creating jobs and taxes.
You're talking about the methane idea?
Well, the methane, for example, but that's not the only thing. The price of solar panels has plummeted. Solar, amazing to me, is becoming practical. So that's a huge deal. How do we work it out with Tri-State? And there's a majority that is determined to change Tri-State, and there's a minority that has been keeping us from, for example, joining other co-ops to protest Tri-State's new rates. It's a side issue, but it's all of the same.
Further, the bad economy is causing other financial worries.
What's creating pressure on DMEA is that our growth rate has gone from 3% a year to maybe 1%. But we've got the same infrastructure, the same human costs. Hey, if you're growing 3% a year, you're gold. Your growth stops, then difficult decision time comes. And that's the macroeconomic force that has created this crisis. The question is, what economies are possible? Because when you're growing and, you know, there's no pressure on you, often inefficiencies will seep in.
At a recent meeting, the DMEA board voted to change bylaws pertaining to conflicts of interest, which allowed board member Glenn Black to stay on the panel. Black works for the City of Delta, which won the electric service for the new Maverick station, provided formerly at that location by DMEA. The board also recently voted to undertake a management audit of the organization, which will include both staff and board, something Marston has been pushing for.
So the bottom line is that DMEA is a wonderful entity. Having it as a cooperative is extraordinary. And I've been reluctant to get into this publicly, but I hope that people will realize, however unpleasant or unseemly this seems to get, just what an asset DMEA is.
For KVNF News, Turning on the Lights, I'm Marty Derlin.
And that concludes your local newscast for Friday. For KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, my name is Eric Gould. Have a great weekend, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.